the Libyan opposition. He denied that war crimes and crimes against humanity were committed by Libyans, saying black Africans and other mercenaries must have committed those crimes. Lisa?
Thanks, Courtney. A wildfire now the size of Phoenix, not just threatening Arizona homes, but also the power supply for parts of New Mexico and Texas, which could face rolling blackouts. Springerville, latest town to evacuate in Arizona's eastern mountains.
On this 11th day of fighting the flames, there is some good news in terms of the weather. The wind gusts are supposed to be lower today, relative humidity a bit higher.
But Fox's Casey Stiegel reports some 600 structures are threatened. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Broccoli or beans? Peaches or pears? Choosing what to plant in your garden isn't always easy, but protecting your garden is. Seven Brand Insecticide has been trusted for generations to protect fruits and veggies from over 100 harmful insects, including Japanese beetles. And Seven is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get Seven, available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
Have gas prices gotten so high that you're actually considering buying a moped? You need to get to Advance Auto Parts at once for some incredible savings. A 5-plus quarts jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil with filter is now just $17.99. Find a better price and Advance will match it. See store for details. It's all you need for a complete Castrol oil change at the ridiculous price of just $17.99. Well, not as ridiculous as a moped. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Wall Street shrugging off the jobless claims, focusing instead on one positive report. Fox Business Network's Lauren Simonetti live on the markets.
Lisa, the market's actually seeing some up arrows after six straight days of declines. The Dow is higher by 56 points. More countries are buying our stuff. The government says the U.S. trade gap with the rest of the world unexpectedly narrowed to more than $43 billion in April. Citigroup says 200,000 customer financial information was exposed after a hacker breached its systems. And Goldman Sachs is reportedly being investigated by the Securities and Exchange Commission over whether the firm violated bribery laws in its dealings with the government of Libya. Lisa.
Thanks, Lauren. It's now 27 people dead in Europe's E. coli outbreak, mostly in Germany, but the rate of new illnesses is declining. They're still trying to trace the source. Country fans have spoken. Fox News Radio's Sabrina Sabah went to last night's CMT Awards and is live in Nashville.
Most of the big winners, like Taylor Swift for Video of the Year and Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton for Male and Female Video, didn't attend the show. But the many performances made up for the lack of acceptance speeches, with host Kid Rock and Wynonna Judd kicking things off.
Hell yes, I'm country.
Sugarland also took to the stage to perform after they won Duo Video of the Year for Stuck Like Glue. One of the most talked about pairings, Jason Aldean and rapper Ludacris. Lisa?
Thanks, Sabrina. The Stanley Cup Finals now tied at two games apiece after the Canucks got iced in Boston. A 4-0 win by the Bruins in the NHL on Versus. Game 5 tomorrow night, shifting back to Vancouver. It's been all home wins so far. Game 5 of the NBA Finals tonight, also tied at 2 apiece with Dallas hosting Miami tonight. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
AM 1460, WVOX and WVIP HD3, New Rochelle.
Here's the updated weather forecast for Westchester County and Missouri. Look for hazy sunshine, hot, humid weather again today. Temperatures mid to upper 90s. Could be some late day or evening thunderstorms with nighttime low temperatures settling back into the upper 60s. Some of the thunderstorms later on today and this evening could produce some heavy downpours and strong gusty winds. Friday, it cools back a bit, 80 to 85, but clouds and sun with a chance of some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Then into the weekend, the cooler flow continues, mainly cloudy on Saturday. A chance of some showers, again, a thunder shower possible. Temperatures into the mid-70s on Saturday. Sunday, it'll be clouds and sunshine with our highs near 80. And again, a chance of an afternoon or early evening shower on Sunday. Our extended forecast for next week, Monday through Wednesday, each day is looking fair, partly to mostly sunny daytime, upper 70s to near 80. Nighttime lows cool in the upper 50s. As mentioned, that trend should continue into midweek. But hazy, hot, and humid weather for today. Our temperatures mid to upper 90s, chance of a late-day thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri for WVOX Worldwide and WVIP HD.
Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather is brought to you on WVOX Worldwide by Entergy and the Indian Point Energy Center, right for New York.
At Entergy, Meeting our region's need for reliable, affordable, and clean electricity is an everyday success story. That's because our Indian Point Energy Center supplies up to 38% of the region's power needs. It also produces some of the least expensive power generated in the region. And most importantly, it does not produce greenhouse gas emissions. That's right, zero greenhouse gases. This plays a key role in helping this area improve its air quality. So it should come as no surprise that a growing number of environmentalists, including Dr. Patrick Moore, the co-founder of Greenpeace, say nuclear power is a vital tool in the fight against global warming. To learn more, visit us on the web at www.safesecurevital.com. Because the more you know, the more you realize that Indian Point's clean, reliable, and affordable energy is a big part of the climate change solution.
From the historic city of New Rochelle, home of Judge Susan Kettner, Councilman Al Tarantino, Dominic Procopio, and the Sound Shore Medical Center of Westchester, the great and growing hospital for you and yours.
When's the best time to listen?
I listen morning, noon, and night constantly.
The correct answer is anytime. WVOX Worldwide.
Every day for you. 1460
WVOX. Good morning and welcome to Environmentally Sound. I am Bob Lebensold, your host for the series on the natural world, education and culture, and chronicler of the demise of Homo sapiens. We bring you guests from diverse disciplines, scientists, activists, authors, educators, entertainers, and public officials. We seek to stimulate your curiosity, intellect, and passion. Today's news from the natural world. Today is Thursday, June 9th, 2011, the 82nd day of spring. We have gained 1 minute of daylight since yesterday, 16 minutes since last we met 2 weeks ago. The sun rose at 5:23 this morning. It will set at 8:26 this evening. We will have 15 hours and 3 minutes of daylight today. Summer is but 12 days away, arriving on the 21st, 2 days before we meet again. The moon will rise at 1:39 this afternoon. It will set at 1:26 tomorrow morning. We reach first quarter today in about an hour, actually, to be exact, at 11:11, an hour and 2 minutes. The next full moon is on June 5th. Next high tides, and it's getting to be boating season, so this becomes more relevant, even though it's always, always relevant, of course, but more practically useful, let us say. In New Rochelle, the next high tide is at 5:40 p.m. They're all afternoon. At Peekskill's also 5:40, Tarrytown 5:01 p.m., and in Dobbs Ferry at 4:45. Over in Yonkers on the Hudson Riverside, it's at 4:17 p.m. Okay, we're going to go out a little bit out of order today. I'm going to read the my review first. We saw the movie Bridesmaids. I had looked forward to seeing this movie because of the presence of Kristen Wiig, the funny and hot Saturday Night Live comedian. I say hot in many ways. As a woman, she's hot, and she's really just a very hot actress as well. She also co-wrote the screenplay, but no one else could have gotten this screenplay past first base. The movie is rarely funny, hardly poignant, added nothing spiritual, gave me no insights, and entertained me just a little bit. There is one scene where Wiig, as Annie, tries to get the attention of Highway Patrol Officer Nathan Rhodes, with whom she had had a slightly more than casual romantic encounter. Said officer is now ignoring her because of the failure of what was, to him, the beginning of a happily ever after relationship. But Annie isn't in that same space at the moment. Her best friend, bride-to-be Lillian, played by Maya Rudolph, another Saturday Night Live alum, is missing, and Annie needs Nathan, who is well played by Irish actor Chris O'Dowd, to find her. In this particular funny scene, Annie drives back and forth in front of Nathan's parked cruiser, ostentatiously breaking every law she can think of, using a cell phone, unbuckled seatbelt, drinking hooch, speeding, everything. He studiously ignores her until she finally gets his goat and he chases her down. Speaking of goat, our guest today has goats, which we'll talk about. But that is a funny scene, but it's pretty much the only one. I got some chuckles out of the movie, but did not get my money's worth. precious few of those. The humor was adolescent, not really funny. I do believe that Kristen Wiig has comedic genius in her, but all she showed here were her Saturday Night Live moves. If she wants to make the leap to the big screen, she will have to use her instinctive comedic talent and her inherent sexual appeal to much greater advantage. As for writing ability, we can't tell if she has any from this. As much as I admire Kristen Wiig and want her to succeed, I can't give her more than 2 stars for this effort. I was trying to give her 2.5 because I like her, but lucky she didn't get 1.5. The movie is not worth your money. Put it on your Netflix list or whatever, and then at least if you're bored, you can just turn it off and it costs you a buck. Okay, now we go to our regular feature, which is the names of American service members who have lost their lives at war. May they live on in all of our hearts. Sergeant Jeffrey C.S. Scherer, age 29, of Four Oaks, North Carolina. He was with the 25th Infantry Division, killed by enemy forces with a roadside bomb in Zabul Province, Afghanistan, on June 2nd. Corporal Paul W. Zanovic, the second, age 23, from Miamisburg, Ohio. He was with the 1st Marine Division, killed in combat in Helmand Province on June 3rd. Now, there were 4 soldiers from the same company, which was the 164th Military Police Company of the 793rd Military Police Battalion. They were killed when their mounted patrol was attacked with a roadside bomb in Lagman Province on June 4th. These 4 soldiers are Specialist Devin Ariel Snyder, age 20, from Cohocton, New York. Private First Class Robert Lee Vokes, Jr., age 21, from Lance, Michigan. Sergeant Joshua David Powell, age 28, from Quitman, Texas. Sergeant Christopher Roger Bell, age 21, from Golden, Mississippi. And more recently, 2 warrant officers were killed just this last Sunday when their helicopter crashed in Coast Province on June 5th. They were both from the 10th Mountain Division. Chief Warrant Officer Kenneth R. White, age 35, from Fort Collins, Colorado, and Chief Warrant Officer Bradley J. Gaudet, age 31, from Gladewater, Texas. They were killed just 3 days ago. I'm a little mixed up here. No, they were killed on Sunday. Killed on Monday, on June 6th, was Sergeant Joseph M. Garrison, age 27, from New Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. He was with the 2nd Marine Division. He was killed in a roadside bomb attack during combat in Helmand Province. That was June 6th. And just 2 days ago, June 7th, this Tuesday, Corporal William J. Weidowitz, age 23, of Middlesex, Massachusetts. He was with the 2nd Marine Special Ops Battalion. He was killed in combat in Bagdas Province on June 7th. These 10 American soldiers and many of our allies were alive on this day, on the day of our broadcast just 2 weeks ago. Some of our troops who are alive at this moment, reflect on this, please. Some of our troops who are alive at this very moment will no longer be alive when next we meet 2 weeks from now. Please think about them. Memorial Day came and went May 30th, a couple of weeks ago, but our guys have not stopped dying in foreign lands far from home. Please do not forget them, ever. Memorial Day is okay. We bring out the flags and we have a day off from work. But these men are in the field, and some women, too, are in the field now, in this moment, and their lives are at risk, and some will be killed. Each death is a great loss to their families and to all Americans. May they live on forever in our hearts, and may this feature come to an end in the near future, because there are no more deaths to report. My guest today is Keziah Hancock. Ms. Hancock is an artist who spends much of her time and energy painting portraits of our fallen soldiers, so we're in tune on that level for sure. The paintings are donated to the families of those servicemen and women without charge. Speaking to us from Monti, I guess, Utah, welcome Keziah Hancock.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. Is it Monti? Did I say it right? Or Manti?
Manti.
Manti. Okay. What's the weather like in Utah today?
It's a beautiful day.
Uh-oh. What does that mean?
Hey, it means I got up early and sky was blue and the grass was green and partly cloudy, and thank God we're alive. And it makes me absolutely sick every time I hear of another precious soul that's slaughtered in this wretched mess.
Well, you've just heard the names of 10 of our honored dead, and I guess that makes you sick, because it makes me sad is what it makes me. Before we get into the casualties and into your work, I'd like a little background on you. You were actually born in Utah to Mormon parents, correct?
I was born on the Indian reservation.
In Utah?
In Arizona,
okay.
But we moved to Utah when I was 2 weeks old.
And your father had actually passed by the time you were born, right? So it was just you and your mom?
Yeah, he passed away a week before I was born. He was he served in World War I, and a bullet had grazed his skull, and it put a small crack in his head, and they put a steel plate in there and sewed him up and sent him home. He was a disabled veteran, but he lived long enough to sire 6 kids, so, you know.
Okay, so the injury was not dangerous to him?
And
there were no airplanes to set off metal detectors, right, back then?
Well, the thing of it is he was supposed to go in and have it serviced every so often, and you know how guys are. They think they're strong and invincible.
Well,
so he didn't have it serviced. Eventually did him in, but anyway.
Wait a minute, because women don't service their cars. They don't change the oil, and they don't, it gets a noise, and they say, oh, what happened? Well, you haven't looked at your brakes for the last 50,000 miles. What do you think? So let's not be too sexist.
I'm not.
Nah,
women are that way too, especially me.
Right. Okay. Now.
Hey, I feel like I'm invincible sometimes, but I know I'm not.
A little bit of your background. You were actually raised in the Mormon tradition as your father's wishes, and you were betrothed as a third wife to a polygamous man whom you did not like at all. At the age of, did I get it right, 15 years old?
15 and a half,
15 and a half years old, you were given in marriage. You had no choice, or you certainly would not have chosen this fellow. And what is it like to be one of a harem, actually?
It's pretty sickening, you know, because all of a woman's feelings are right on a frying pan. I mean, you know, the only reason anybody would ever do anything that nuts is with the threat of you'll go to hell if you don't. You know, I mean, for a kid, I want to go to see Lester Glory. I don't want to go fry with Satan down below and eternal burning, so to speak.
Well, the
and so, you know, but that, the point is that is hell.
Well,
so that's just a lie.
We're gonna have to take a break. But before we do, I just wanted to throw something out. The TV show Big Love. About polygamous Mormons.
Oh, that's so
okay.
Phony.
But they actually,
so sickening.
They made it look as if the women chose to be in that situation. In any case, we'll come back and we'll talk some more after the break. You're listening to WVOX AM 1460 in New Rochelle, New York. If you're listening in Manti, Provo, or Richfield, Utah, Bagdad, Boneyard, Floss, or Nothing, Arizona, or in Brigantine, New Jersey, where I just spent a week, you have logged on to www.wvox.com. You are listening live, and we will be right back.
With business news at 20 minutes past the hour, every hour, here's the latest update from the Fox Business Network on WVOX Worldwide.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street's searching for direction in early trading following a 6-day losing streak for stocks. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is now up 65 points. First-time jobless claims unexpectedly rising last week, fueling fresh concerns about the labor market. 427,000 Americans filing for benefits, coming in well above estimates, and last week's number was revised higher. Initial claims have topped 400,000 for the 7th consecutive week, suggesting companies are not hiring as quickly as they were earlier in the year. The 4-week moving average, which smooths out volatility, did fall slightly. The trade deficit unexpectedly narrowed in April, helped out by a surge in exports. It now sits at $43.68 billion, the lowest level all year, and the March number was revised lower. The decline in April was partly a result of reduced oil imports. Higher prices put a dent in demand. Oil is currently trading up above $101 a barrel. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
You're out driving with your baby, and her smile is saying maybe.
Drat, a flat, and just just like that, both your tire and your girlfriend are deflated. No problem, you got the Slime Smart Spare for emergency tire repair. You get a flat, grab your green slime, and just like that, no more flat.
Now, the Slime Safety Spare for automatic flat tire repair. Check out the Slime Safety Spare at Pep Boys. No time to spare.
This is the authentic voice of the people.
It's a community station.
AM 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
We are back. We are speaking with Keziah Hancock, artist of fallen GIs, and of course a very interesting person. We'll get into her work in just a minute. But we were talking about Mormonism, Keziah, and the TV program, which is quite popular on HBO recently. It was a long-running series. I know people who really loved it and tuned it in. And according to that, women choose to be in a polygamous situation. You say that's a crock.
It absolutely.
What's
is.
The real deal? What? How do women really feel? Is it just?
Well, let me explain something to you. And there's not going to be any swear words in this. But if you can imagine,
Debbie's hand is on the red button.
what a woman would feel like when the room upstairs, the man that she loves is banging another woman, and she can hear the bed rattle. Now she's sleeping down below. You think she's going to get any sleep, or you think she's going to feel good or say, yeah, I willingly came into this experience? You know what? I don't think there's a bigger lie in the universe.
Really?
That's just, oh. That.
You mean,
nuts.
You mean there are no women who say, thank goodness someone else has taken this... this lummox off my hands for the night. I'm tired. I'd rather sleep. Let her service him.
Okay.
Is there any of that?
Listen, there is one occasion where that is true. See, because I've experienced both. I've been in this marriage that I was given to this guy that I'd hated since I was 9. And when he'd sleep with another woman, oh, hell yeah, I was glad. Real glad. You know, get the out of here. But
Debbie's hand is on the red button.
After I got out of that wretched mess, I married someone that was the love of my life.
And this was an art instructor, right?
Yes, yes. And then the thought, see, he said that he was going through a divorce with his former wife, and that, you know, and then he said, oh, you know, we're kind of like making up. Making up? After you got me on the line? And then they spend a 3-day vacation together. There's not a more miserable 3 days in my life, you know. And so, hey, that's just human nature. I mean, you know what? You wouldn't rejoice if somebody that you loved was out, you know, with another guy.
No, if I, let's not talk about me particularly, but if somebody really loves somebody, man or woman, I think they wouldn't like that. But if it's a marriage to somebody you don't care about, and you're just in it because you don't want to go to hell.
That's right.
Right.
So that's the difference. Now, some women choose to go into it because they see themselves as so homely that they figure no handsome guy is going to want them, but under that situation, some good-looking guy is going to want them. What he doesn't tell them is, yes, I need a maid, I need a gardener, or I need a babysitter, and I'll sleep with you a couple times a month, maybe. You know, that kind of thing.
So most...
They don't realize they're just being used. I tell you, ooh.
So mostly the attractive women are usually monogamous.
Yeah.
Because they have that confidence. Okay.
Yeah, and even if they're in a polygamous situation, they're still monogamous. Guess who the guy's going to sleep with the most?
You mean so the others...
sleep with the good-looking one.
So I gather I gather you got more action than the others in your marriage.
Well, let's more action than I ever wanted. It was more like rape.
Yeah, exactly.
I was so glad when I finally grew the guts to escape that wretched mess, so that I could pursue somebody of my choosing.
Excellent. Now,
was the beauty of. You know, finally finding out how sweet freedom is.
I understand that. Before we go on to that, I'd just like to ask you about Mormonism. Just frankly, Is Mormonism a cult? Is it really Christian? Would other Christians consider it a Christian?
You've got the polygamous Mormons that say, well, we're the fundamentalists. We believe in the same doctrine as what Joseph Smith and Brigham Young preach, which is that's one side of it. And then you've got the ones that are the mainstream Mormon church, and they say, oh, no, we put away all that to become popular with the world, see? And so they then can get members and grow their church and everything by putting away those old doctrines. But the old diehard Mormons, they still believe in all that crap.
So is there still a lot of political...
I frankly love so many Mormon people. I just cannot stand their doctrine. And the ones that are true to it, it's because they don't want to admit the garbage of what Joseph Smith really taught.
Which was?
That polygamy is what you do.
But is that's what we know about Mormonism. Is that the only thing that separates Mormonism from other Christians?
No. There's the idea that God is, man can become, and as man is, God once was. And so all these guys that believe in that old-time doctrine, they think, oh, man, I'm going to be a king. I'm going to be a god. I'm going to have worlds without end and wives and children and all these slaves. I'm going to sit there. You know what they try to do? Bring God down on their filthy level. That's what they try to do, and it's just despicable to me.
So Mormonism to you is not really a religion. It's more of a cult, and it's to be despised.
Well, it's dogma. It's the philosophies of men mingled with scriptures, put out as doctrine, and sold as something that's great, and it's a pile of manure.
Okay, all right, we can leave that now. I think you've made yourself pretty clear. Just start. Start talking about your second marriage, the art instructor. We're going to have to take another break in about a minute, but I'll cut you off. Just start talking about that, and then when we come back, we'll continue.
Okay.
Tell your husband was an art instructor. Were you an artist? In fact, you were never allowed to paint until I think you said 1982. Your work was confiscated.
Yeah, because when I was in the polygamy crap, until I ran away, I didn't have the freedom to pursue my art. In fact, the old sucker that I was given to, he took all my art supplies that my precious mother purchased and put them in the garbage can. And he says it's a waste of time. And he says when I come home, because he'd go into town for a cup of coffee and stuff, he'd say, when I come home, I want you to account for your time. I want to know what you've done every minute.
Well, it's remarkable more Mormon men aren't murdered, isn't it, by their wives?
Oh, well, you know, even the ones that are in the Main Street Mormon,
yeah.
You know what they do? They say, well, we don't believe in polygamy in this life, but in the next life, I'll have all the wives that I've had, even though she's deceased. I'll have both of them, or two, or three, or five, depending on how many times the guy's been married and the wife passed away. You know, oh, yeah, it's a very prideful religion.
It sounds almost like Muslim fundamentalists who figure if you martyr yourself, you'll get all those virgins when you get up to heaven. But
yeah,
of course, we know they're just manipulating.
Yeah, I don't know how they plan on that's going to do them any
good. Well, they're not
gonna
planning.
Have equipment to
okay.
do anything with
we're,
the woman.
We're going to have to take a break. We're speaking with Keziah Hancock, artist, a former Mormon, a very interesting lady. If you're listening in New Rochelle and in Mount Vernon, all around here, you're listening on WVOX AM 1460. If you're listening in the town of Beaver, in Beaver County, Utah, Beaver County, Oklahoma, Beaverhead, Montana, or Neutra, Colorado, or New Mexico, you have logged on to www.wvox.com, and you are listening live. I am Bob Levinsohn. Debbie is behind the glass, and we will be right back.
With world and national news three times an hour, here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio, I'm Ron Flatter. Rising for the second time in 3 weeks, the number of first-time applications for unemployment checks. 427,000 filed last week, and that's higher than expected. Taking that into consideration, Dow Industrials are rising up nearly 70 points. In Abu Dhabi for talks about Libya.
Hi, Joseph. How are you? Great to see you.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, the U.S. among more than 30 countries, brainstorming about how to move forward in their mission to oust Muammar Gaddafi, whose government is making a separate stand on his behalf.
A Libyan diplomat told the U.N. Human Rights Council that Gaddafi and his regime are victims of widespread aggression, blaming the media and the Libyan opposition. He denied that war crimes and crimes against humanity were committed by Libyans, saying black Africans and other mercenaries must have committed those crimes.
Fox's Courtney Keeley. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Critter Comforts, Westchester's most beloved and respected pet store, is now in Mamaroneck. You remember Critter Comforts from Weaver Street in Scarsdale, where for many years they found loving owners for lovable puppies. Thousands of beautifully bred quality puppies. Before Critter Comforts, it was risky at best to buy an animal from any pet store. But for 18 years, Paula, the Critter Comforts owner, has earned a unique and enviable rep as the source for well-bred, adorable puppies. Maltese, Yorkies, Poodles, Golden Retrievers, Cockapoos, Cocker Spaniels, Beagles, and more, individually selected from the finest breeders in the nation. Visit the new Critter Comforts with your family and welcome Paula and her new collection of lovable pups to 822 Mamaroneck Avenue, near I-95 in the Hutch between Calico Corners and the Car Wash, across from the A&P. Now in Mamaroneck, Critter Comforts, the home of Paula's Puppies, also pet supplies and grooming. Open 7 days a week. For directions, call the new Critter Comforts at 914-472-5407. That's 472-5407, or on the web at crittercomfort.net.
Hi, this is Joe from the Homeowners Helpline. Listen, if you're struggling to pay your mortgage, you're falling a few months behind, you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, you need to tune in right here on WVOX every Saturday at 9:30 in the morning for the Homeowners Helpline show. Give us a call right now at 1-800-213-9384 for immediate attention, or visit stopgreedybanks.com. Again, the Homeowners Helpline show every Saturday, 9:30, right here on VOX Radio.
And now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
Our weather forecast for Westchester County and Vicinity, calling for sunny, hazy, and humid weather today. High temperatures for the day will range into the mid to upper 90s. Heat advisory will continue into the evening, and we do expect a chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Some could produce some heavy downpours, mostly during the evening and overnight. Our nighttime lows cooler into the upper 60s. Friday, mostly cloudy, a chance of some showers, maybe even a thunderstorm. We'll have some sunshine. It'll help temperatures only until 80 to 85. At night, more showers or even a thunderstorm, lower 60s. Mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Saturday, with Saturday's highs in the mid-70s. Sunday, clouds and sun, highs near 80 degrees. Again, that chance of a shower. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri for WVOX Worldwide, WVIP HD.
Keeping you company while you're working hard.
Work, work, work.
AM 1460, WVOX New Rochelle, and WVOX Worldwide.
WVOX.
Okay, we are back. You're listening to Environmentally Sound on WVOX AM 1460 in New Rochelle, William O'Shaughnessy's fabulous community radio station. In fact, the most fabulous community radio station I have ever seen or heard of or had the pleasure to work for. Keziah Hancock, artist, former Mormon, very fascinating person. We were talking now about when you finally pulled your way out of that situation you were in. You married someone who was an art instructor and who actually probably encouraged and helped you to rediscover your art. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, the thing of it is he taught at the Salt Lake Community College for actually 24 years. And he was, when we come together, he was actually, you know, kind of sick of teaching. When he'd come home, he didn't want to talk about art because he'd been teaching kids all day long, you know. But I had access to his teaching manuals. And so, and I could get a free critique, you know. He'd tell me what he thought, in other words.
So he didn't want to teach you. He just shared his materials with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But he would give me a few tidbits here and there, like, well, you know, this is this and this is that, and, you know, just basic on the fly.
I'm guessing that the student eventually surpassed her teacher, and you're now a better artist than he ever was.
You know, the thing of it is, see, we were together for 13 years, and then he divorced me 2 years before he passed away. And when I went to his funeral, he married another woman that would be more obedient.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what I would, because I was damn sick of obedience.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, but anyway, he told this guy that was, you know, it was like, I don't know, one of those kind of church where they have a priest and a confession booth and all this.
Catholic.
And the priest at the funeral, when I told him, well, I'm Keziah, he says, oh, you're Keziah. And I says, yeah. He says, oh, my gosh. He says, Doug spent, you know, he would come in days on end, hours and hours, talking about the relationship between you. And I says, well, what I want to know is, did the man love me? Did he still love me? And he says, oh, my, yes. And he said, and he told me that you were a better artist than what he would ever be.
Yeah.
And I was shocked. I thought, well, how is this?
Well, I've seen some of your work, and it's pretty amazing.
A student doesn't surpass their instructor.
Oh, yes, they
do. And I,
unless
the instructor stops, and he would tell people, well, she's out there competing with me.
Well, you know, Mozart.
Like the whole world's not big enough for two artists.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Mozart surpassed all of his teachers. Beethoven surpassed all of his teachers. Yeah, there's certainly students. Einstein surpassed all of his teachers. There are those who rise to the top, and sure, they surpass their teachers, and the really good teachers are pleased as punch to see that happen.
Yeah, and you know, it was an ounce of humble pie, bless his heart, for him to even say that.
Mm-hmm.
Before his passing.
But the trouble with him and also with your first husband is, why would people who wanted obedience marry somebody of your qualities?
Because they feel it puts a bigger feather in their cap if they can control a Mustang.
Oh, so you're like a Bronco. They got to tame you, right?
I have a brain, and I dare to use it.
Well, it's more than a brain. I'm sure there are smart women that accede to that culture, but it's your feisty personality that won't be held down. It's not just your intelligence.
Well, darling, you know, years ago, I didn't have that feisty of a personality. All that I've suffered, it's made me who I am. I dare to speak up now because I know how stupid people can, you know, somebody can mop the floor with somebody if they don't stand up for their rights.
Absolutely. Now, you paint pictures of fallen GIs, which is how I came to be aware of you in the first place. What you do is, you get a photograph of a soldier who's been killed in a battle, and you either paint an oil painting yourself, or you have other artists that you work with, or you farm them out. But all of these paintings are then donated to the families. Is that correct?
Yes, that's basically correct. I started doing this in March of 2003, when the war had just begun. And I became aware of some of these precious souls that, you know, had lost their lives in this conflict. The thing is, you know, as long as it's just over there, a person can kind of, you know, put it out of mind. But when I heard the broadcast on a radio station out of Salt Lake, K-Talk Radio, anyway.
K-Talk with James W. Kelly.
You know, then the war then came into my front room. And I could no longer ignore it. Not like I choose to ignore it, but, you know, as long as I wasn't aware of it, it's easy to not realize the horrible cost of going into engaging in war. So my talents being portraits, I decided right then and there, you know, I'm gonna contact a family and I'm gonna do a portrait of this precious James W. Kelly and give it to his family as a free gift. They can go to my website, they can see the quality of my work, and to know that this is not a scam. This is not some piece of crap saying, oh yeah, it's gonna be free, and then they end up paying for it. No, this is an act of kindness. simply from one American to another, I care that you have lost your precious husband, your father, your son. And then when I was in the process of painting him, I was made aware of another one, John Darren Smith. And so I told these guys at the newspaper, which already had the contact information. I says, would you please contact his mother and tell her I would like to do a free oil painting for her too. And that was kind of like the base of the beginning. And then I just kept going.
And how many have you done since then?
Well, the last one that I signed, it was 870.
Oof.
And when I was on The View, I was in New York. That was
just recently.
865.
You were just here last week or 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Now, you also make your living as an artist. How does that, what happens there?
Well, every twice in a while, you know, when I designate enough paintings to other artists and they're open, they need something to do, go ahead and do that. And then I'll paint other things, you know, landscapes or abstracts or that type of thing. And then thank God, every once in a while, somebody that collects art say, hey, you know what, I've been looking at your website and here's this particular painting. What about that? Is that still for sale? And I say, yeah. And they say, well, how much? And I tell them the price and they say, okay.
I'll put
the check in the mail. I say, okay. I don't say, thank you, Jesus, right then and there, but I certainly do when I hang up. It's like, I'm saved again.
Now, if we want to look this up, what is your website, Keziah?
It's Keziah the Goat Woman.
Keziah the Goat Woman.
Yeah.
.com?
If you just punch in Keziah, though, yeah. It'll come up and it'll say, you mean Keziah the Goat Woman? Yep.
And
that's
Keziah,
what I mean.
Keziah is Kaziah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
yep.
Anybody who would like to investigate further, either possibly even be inspired to purchase one of Keziah's paintings, I believe they're collectible. I believe that they will appreciate in value personally just because of who you are and what you do. Now, you mentioned the goat woman. How does that come about? What is it about you with goats?
Well, I've had goats forever. My family had goats on the Indian reservation.
Yeah.
And when my father passed away a week before I was born, and my mother didn't have any milk in her breast because they had a terrible water shortage, and my father was the only person that could walk the 50 miles into town and then hire a truck to bring out grocery supplies and barrels of water. So, you know, they'd collect water from all of their off all the roofs, you know, through rain gutters and that type of thing, even the goat sheds and everything. But and even the goats didn't have water to drink.
So,
but the thing is, see, is what they did is the goats would eat the brush in the morning that had dew on it, and so this one goat had some little babies right around the time I was born, and my brother, 9 years old, went out and milked a goat, and then that's how they gave Keziah something to eat.
Okay, Keziah, we're gonna have to take another break, but we'll be back. I'm gonna ask you some more about goats, and we'll tie it up. So please hold on, okay?
Okay.
You are listening to Environmentally Sound on WVOX AM 1460 in New Rochelle, New York. I am Bob Lovensoul, Debbie Schechter behind the glass. We're speaking with Keziah Hancock. Did I say this is Environmentally Sound on Bill O'Shaughnessy's WVOX AM 1460? And we will be right back.
And national news 3 times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. A tough new illegal immigration bill signed into law in Alabama by the governor. Among other things, it allows police to arrest anyone suspected of being an illegal immigrant if they're stopped for any other reason, and requires public schools to determine students' immigration status. In eastern Arizona, thousands on the move as the state's second largest wildfire ever continues to burn. It's threatening power lines.
If those lines are damaged, parts of New Mexico and Texas could face rolling blackout.
Fox Radio's Todd Starnes. And in the Stanley Cup Finals, the Bruins pulling even with the Canucks.
Boston Bruins shutting down the
the Vancouver Canucks 4-0 in Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Richard Peverley bookending the Bruins' scoring. Doc Emrick on NHL on Versus. Goalie Tim Thomas stonewalling Vancouver, making 38 saves. So far, the home team has won each game.
Fox Radio's Sal Giangrasso. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Just over the Westchester Line in downtown Greenwich, there's a spectacular new dining venue, Gabriel's Italian Restaurant. At number 35 Church Street, owner Danny Gabriel has created a warm, stylish restaurant with a great becoming wood-burning stone fireplace. A perfect setting for some of the best food Greenwich and nearby Westchester has ever seen. The hand-selected prime steaks, seasoned with sea salt and crushed peppercorns and seared to perfection, are the real deal at Gabriel's. Plus all your favorites. Thick-cut onion rings, cream spinach, and Chef Joseph Giordano's mind-blowing pasta creations. And best news of all for all diners in our area, the gracious Tony Capasso for years at Valbella is now heading up the dining room at Gabriel's. For reservations, directions, and a very special welcome from Gabriel's maitre d' Tony Capasso, call 203-622-4223. Gabriel's on Church Street in Greenwich. It's new and it's fabulous.
Hi, this is Joe from the Homeowners Helpline. Listen, if you're struggling to pay your mortgage, you're falling a few months behind, you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, you need to tune in right here on WVOX every Saturday at 9:30 in the morning for the Homeowners Helpline show. Give us a call right now at 1-800-213-9384 for immediate attention or visit stopgreedybanks.com. Again, the Homeowners Helpline Show every Saturday, 9:30, right here on VOX Radio.
From the historic city of New Rochelle, home of Councilwoman Mary Ann Sussman, Iona Prep, Electra Davis, and the Sound Shore Medical Center of Westchester, the great and growing hospital for you and yours.
There's always something happening right here on 1460 AM and worldwide at WVOX.com.
Just in touch with what's going on today.
Where many different voices are heard in the land.
1460 WVOX.
We are back. We are speaking with Keziah Hancock, artist par excellence. If you would like to see some of her work or read about her, there's also a video you might cut into. Just Google Keziah, K-A-Z-I-A-H. I think if you just put Keziah the Goat Woman, you'll get there. But you don't have to remember all that. Keziah. Now, Keziah, you say that the goats were eating the dewy leaves, and that gave them moisture, but your mother was dry. Are you suggesting that the infant Keziah was raised on goat milk?
Well, that's how they saved my life. The thing is my mother was so destitute for water that when they finally discovered the family, her lips were turned inside out and my sister, Sarah, the 7-year-old, see, there was my brother 9, my sister 7, another sister that was 4, and another one that was 6.
And you were the infant?
Those children is how my mother helped deliver me.
So you,
through their help.
You okay? So your 4 siblings were part of birthing you and actually raising you up.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the question is, was goat milk your main source of nutrition as a child?
Yeah, it was when I was born.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I never heard of that before. I would make a joke, but I think I won't. About goats.
Hey, you can say that's where you get your stubborn bullheadedness. I mean, actually,
I love to go into a goat pen and grab the you call them bucks, the billy goat, you know, the toughest of them, the one that comes over to you and starts butting you. I like to grab them by the horns and wrestle them a little bit, but I realize that they can break my wrist with one twist because they're very, very strong.
Oh, yeah, they're very strong.
But I love them. I love who they are. Let's get a little bit into your basic beliefs. You are a religious woman. You consider pride to be sin, and you say you live from one miracle to the next. Tell us about that, please.
Well, you know, people would think, listening to this, that I'm trying to sell a painting, but let me just give you the straight of it. You know, it's like when I know that there's bills coming up, and I don't have money for it, but God knows that it's coming up. And then all of a sudden somebody calls up and says, you know, I'm interested in this painting. And I'm like, that's just barely in time. And then when I get the bill paid, then I go back to living frugal. And so it is. It's from one miracle to the next. You see, the thing is here's this covenant that I have with God. If I look out for others, I have to believe you'll look out for me. That's it. I will not turn down any of these precious families that have lost somebody so dear that nothing can replace it, you know.
So,
it's like putting a Band-Aid on a broken heart. It's totally inadequate. But at least it says somebody cares, and I'm humbled every time that a parent says, wow, you've not only caught the likeness, but I see his soul, his spirit coming through it. It's incredible. And I just say, thank you, God. I marvel at that.
Well, you know? Actually have a talent. When you farm out paintings to other artists, if it's a person of color, for instance, you are sensitive to nuances of color. It's not just a brown face or a dark or a lighter.
Yeah, that's right.
There are many. It's like a rainbow.
Greens, there's pinks. There's reds. Yeah. There's blues.
So you keep those.
There's grays in the African flesh tones, you know, the African-American flesh tones. And you know what? But I love the challenge of it doesn't matter if it's a Latino or a Chinese-American or Japanese or whatever, you know, whoever it is. I want to do something so beautiful and correct. As best as I can.
And that's where you capture the soul of the actual fallen soldier.
Well, I try to. It's, get a sense for their personality. I feel like if I can get a sense for who they are, I can nail it, you know. So
those paintings you don't farm out. Those you keep for yourself.
Yeah.
The ones that are easier to do, you'll have other artists. But I'm sure these other artists are quite capable as well.
Oh yeah, they're all capable. But every once in a while, my gosh, this one that I was working on a couple of weeks ago, what they sent me was no more detailed than a pencil drawing.
Really?
It was so just black and white, just like a pencil drawing. But you know what? Okay, the nationality of the guy. This is going to be this is the flesh tones and. And I'll turn the form and everything. And then when it was the email of the photography that we shot of the actual painting, the man that had sent in the request, he was absolutely thrilled. And so I was just like, you know, again, thank you, God.
Yeah.
Because, hey, look, it's about two to five in 100 that I don't nail it. But that's not too bad with portraits. So if I can nail it 95% of the time, then, you know, what can I say?
And you never turn down a request. Whenever anybody sends,
I don't.
Whenever anybody sends a request and they send a portrait or a photograph or something, you always accept them. And it's
and
it's never any charge.
That's right. And the thing is see, well, the website says, you know, we go back to 9-1-1, because obviously if we went back to the Korean War, there's no way in God's green earth that we could ever handle the influx. So,
of course.
So we go back to 9-1-1, and even those killed in the Pentagon and in the Twin Towers and stuff like that.
Oh, really? So they don't have to be soldiers. They could be passengers on one of those flights.
Well, they need to be... Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, policemen, or firemen.
Okay.
But they don't have to be killed in action.
Okay.
They could be dying of cancer in a hospital.
Oh.
And it's okay. They're still covered. What? Even suicides. We've even done that. So you know what? It's
suicides of people in uniform.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, those are casualties of war also.
The stresses of war are tremendous. War is hell.
Yes.
And who am I to judge them? I'm not going to judge them.
Absolutely.
Hey, they deserve the honor and respect. It's just like, okay, guy's over-serving his country, and the woman's off farting around with some other guy. So
See, that just kills a man. I mean, so many times, you can't believe the letters that I've got and the mothers explaining, this is what was going on. And so he just went out in front of the battle and says, okay, have at me.
Yeah.
I just can't stand this pain anymore. Yes. So you see, that's as hard on a guy as what it is on a woman when they're in that polygamy thing. So you know this big love garbage that, oh, it's all celestialized and we're all happy and we're all smiling. You know, I was glad when they nailed that Tom Green's ass. I was. Because, see, he was out flirting around saying, oh, this is the way to live, and it's so great. And, boy,
I don't know, what an idiot.
And then he was having welfare support all those women and kids.
I don't know how great that is.
That's sickening.
I don't know who he is, but let me quote you on something. You mentioned that you get back to frugal. You said, I choose to be frugal so I can afford to be generous.
To be generous.
Now, isn't that charming? Okay, well, before we let you go, because we're running short of time, I just want to say you have one goat who's giving milk right now, and you don't have a bucket. You actually squirt. You have good aim. You squirt.
Yes, I do.
The milk goes from the teat to the bottle.
Coke bottle. Clean it out real good. Scour it with Clorox and soap. Rinse it out. Remove the label and the rings and all that. Okay, hold the thing horizontal and squirt right into it. That's me. I'm good. I'm a good shot. Hit the hole.
And your assistant can't quite do that, right?
No.
Candy.
No, she's doing good if she can hit the bucket.
So you milk a goat without a bucket. You just fill the bottles. And what do you do with that? Did you say you freeze them?
Mm-hmm, I do.
And you just...
Then I bring it in. I screw the lid on, bring it in, rinse off the outside, and stuck it in the freezer. That's it.
And you sell this milk or you use it?
No, it's just family and friends only.
Do you make cheeses and things?
I have done.
Yeah.
Made some excellent soft cheese. Yeah, it's really good. And then you put different flavors in it, you know. You can put
different flavors,
you know,
like
dill
chocolate.
or tomato or basil or, you know, that dried tomato stuff.
Yeah, I do.
It's great.
Keziah Hancock, it's been a great pleasure speaking to you, interviewing you, and getting to know you. I recommend that everybody take a look at your website, Kaziah, K-A-Z-I-A-H, or even if you put the goat woman, you'll probably get a choice from Google. And look at some of those paintings, and just for your own enjoyment, of course, if you're moved to contact her and buy one, knock yourself out. But it's just been a privilege to speak with you, Kaziah, and thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Bye now. A good day.
You too.
Bye.
I would like to thank Keziah Hancock for sharing her story and the charm of her personality with us today. Just a down-home country girl, it seems, but look just below the surface and you find a heart that beats true, that finds satisfaction in bringing joy to others. Quite a relief from so many shallow and selfish creatures whom we all know personally and through the media. What a breath of fresh air is Keziah Hancock. Our thought for the week, if you commemorate the loss of our men and women, young and old, black and white, make it not just on Memorial Day. Carry their spirits with you always. Stay tuned to WVOX, your quintessential community radio station, the flagship of Whitney Radio, and the best small station in the U.S. of A. Next up, Howard Sterman, publisher without peer, broadcaster without equal, thoughtful and not dogmatic, which is all we can hope or ask for and aspire to. I am Bob Lebensold, chronicler of the demise of Homo sapiens. Thank you very much for listening. Remember to be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a great battle. You are here. It is now. Health and happiness to you all.